This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A Montana man previously charged with homicide but not convicted is now accused of plotting a mass killing at Chico Hot Springs and other locations in Montana. Caden Hawkeye Lewis has been charged in U.S. District Court with three charges centered on accusations that investigators found evidence in an RV that he planned to attack Chico Hot Springs and a nearby high school. The evidence included hate symbols like swastikas on the walls of his camper, a firearm, Molotov cocktails, and writings in which he threatened violence and complained about women not liking him. In one journal entry, Caden Lewis wrote, "I, Caden Lewis, will carry out my mission like no other. I'm a good-looking guy. Why can't you women just give me a chance?" In September 2022, members of the Park County Sheriff's Office were called to a camper in Emigrant, a small community along U.S. Route 89 between Livingston and the northern entrance to Yellowstone National Park. The RV was parked on a man's property off East River Road. Inside the camper, they found the body of 32-year-old Casey Anderson. The man had been shot in the back of the head execution style, according to federal court documents. One witness told law enforcement that Caden Lewis was known to have stayed in the camper. A day after the discovery of Anderson's body, Caden Lewis's mother walked him to the sheriff's office. Lewis was arrested and charged with deliberate homicide in Park County District Court. Nearly 2 years later, after an investigation conducted by the Park County Sheriff's Office and the Montana Division of Criminal Investigation, prosecutors dismissed the homicide charge against Lewis. In their motion to dismiss the homicide charges, prosecutors wrote, "While the state maintains to a probable cause level that the defendant, Caden Lewis, killed Casey Anderson, after evaluating and reevaluating the evidence against the defendant, the state does not believe it can prove beyond a reasonable doubt the defendant killed Anderson." It was during the search of the RV in September 2022 that investigators found evidence that Lewis was preparing to commit terrorist acts at specific public spaces in Montana. Investigators seized multiple glass bottles converted into explosives, Molotov cocktails, along with a duffel bag containing a handgun, a plastic mask, and a piece of paper that read, "Caden Lewis is the school shooter." Handwritten notes and journal entries allegedly revealed that Lewis had a fascination with mass shootings, in some entries glorifying the shooters. Lewis's writings indicated a plan to attack Chico Hot Springs, a high school, and other Montana hot springs when he turned 21, court documents said. Lewis, now 23, turned 21 while in custody. On the walls of the RV, according to court documents, was a collection of hate symbols. Among them was a Confederate flag and drawings of SS lightning bolts, a noose, people dressed in Ku Klux Klan robes, and an Odin rune. Normally associated with Norse history, far-right extremists dating back to the Third Reich have co-opted some pagan hieroglyphics into their campaigns to bring their ideology into the mainstream. The improvised explosives and threatening writing prompted an investigation on the part of the FBI, court documents say. In December 2023, Lewis was indicted in U.S. District Court. That indictment was amended to three criminal charges: possession of unregistered destructive devices, attempted malicious use of fire and explosives, and carrying explosives during the commitment of a felony. Lewis pleaded not guilty to all three counts and is currently in custody at the request of federal prosecutors. If convicted of possessing destructive devices, Lewis faces at least 10 years in federal prison. Over the past three decades, mass shootings in the United States have become deadlier and more common. Mass shootings are defined as shootings in which four or more people are killed. From 1966 through 2019, there were 172 mass shootings in the U.S. Most mass shooters purchased their guns legally. Nearly half of mass shooters leaked their plans to friends, family, and acquaintances prior to their attacks. And the majority of mass shooters had a criminal record, nearly 30% being veterans. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.